This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Boo. It's me, Roz. Oh, this was such a fun conversation on today's show. I got to talk to Bailey Sarian, who you know from Murder, Mystery, and Makeup on YouTube and all over social media and the internets. She is very popular and so fun and gorgeous. And we talk today a little bit about this connection between glamour and being into the spookiness and this community that exists out there. And I'm so happy that, you know, people that are into that stuff have found me and I found you. And she actually is somebody that I learned about from listeners of this show, from some of you recommending her videos to me or posting them in the Facebook group Ghosted by Roz Dresveles on Facebook. And I so appreciate you guys introducing me to her a while back, and now I'm a big fan. And so I had my people hit up her people, and we had a great little chat. And I always appreciate when people recommend future guests. So if you do know of anybody out there that is super cool and fun and has a good ghost story, let me know, because it's hard to find people to get on this show that have a good story, you know? And I'm kind of picky, I'm not going to lie. But that kind of brings up another thing I wanted to tell you about. Next Thursday is, of course, Thanksgiving. And I usually take off holidays on the main podcast feed, but I am committed to the people that have monthly subscriptions of my Patreon to giving you bonus clips every Thursday of episodes. But since there won't be main episodes on the feed, I thought, oh, it should be fun to just hit up some friends that are good friends that might have a little bit of ghostly experiences, but not like a full shebang, a full enchilada of a story. But I thought, you know, I'll hit them up and we can talk about ghosts and we'll do some EVPs and we'll have a good time. So I'm going to be doing that this Thursday on Patreon on my second tier called On With The Show. And that's patreon.com/RozDresveles. And that also, it's kind of crazy, but Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are both Thursdays this year. So I'm going to do the same thing in the future for Thursday. So you're kind of like getting a regular episode, essentially, on Patreon. So I'll be doing that only on Patreon. And speaking of Patreon, this week on my first tier, I went to Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and I love that place. I've been there many times. It's a really beautiful, peaceful, serene cemetery right in the thick of Hollywood craziness. And I went to a couple of different resting places of some famous people over the years, and I did a little bit of history digging on them and talked about them on my video on Patreon this week, and I'll probably do more of that in the future, so you can check that out. And on today's episode, I thought it would be fun to attempt doing my makeup while talking to her. So throughout the whole conversation today, I'm doing a big portion of my makeup while we're talking. And I'm going to do a bonus clip like every week. But this week, I'm going to have a little short little video clip of me and Bailey talking. And we talk about Ouija boards and psychics and her experience with those things. So go to patreon.com/rawsdressfulness to see that short little clip of me halfway through finishing up my makeup. I know I'm hitting it hard, but I'm also not working, and your support means a lot to me right now, so thank you. Okay, let's just hear this conversation. We did this a couple of weeks ago, and I've just been so happy about it ever since because she's just so fun. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Bailey Sarian. On with the show. Hello, everybody. I am joined by Bailey Sarian. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for doing this. I thought I would try something different, and I'm going to try doing my makeup while talking, which that's a skill in and of itself, especially like when someone's looking at you. And when I watch videos that you do, I'm like, how does she look so flawless? Like when I do makeup, I'm just like making the scrunchy faces. I'm doing like one eye, like I look ridiculous, but I'm going to try it. I think that's a skill that you're very good at.
Honestly, I mean, you guys see the finished version of it all, but behind the scenes, it's me struggling for a good 4 hours because it's so hard sometimes to talk and do your makeup because you're just focusing on blending or whatever you're doing. And yeah, it's a struggle behind the scenes, but I'm learning.
I'm usually a music person when I'm doing my makeup because I think the beat keeps me going, but like, I don't know. I'm usually not like when I would do drag shows back in the old world, I was usually the chick that would show up like fully done as everyone else is doing it just because I get so distracted. But
here we are distracted. But I normally, when I get ready, I like to watch either YouTube videos or I don't know, a lot of Oprah. I find all of her old episodes on YouTube and I just binge watch them because I don't know. I miss Oprah.
Oh, I know. God, she used to have some juicy episodes back in the 90s.
Yes.
So how did you get into all this juiciness? Because you clearly also love the drama. You love the mystery. You love the murder, the paranormal a little. How'd that all start for you?
For me, where did it start? So when I was younger, my mom was a 911 dispatcher and she used to take me to work with her, which we laugh about it now, but looking back, it probably wasn't the best idea to take your child to listen to 911 calls because nobody's calling to say anything positive or nice. Like, you know, everyone is going through something serious. Right. But I used to sit there and listen in and I always just found it fascinating. I think at the time when I was younger, I didn't realize that it was real people going through something. But as I got older, I don't know, I just was always so interested in my mom's job and hearing all her stories about what was going on that day. And
where did you grow up?
Out in the Inland Empire, Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a small town. I mean, it's grown a lot now, so I guess it's not anymore. But it was, there really wasn't anything to do. But as I got older, I still like always followed true crime cases. On my free time, I was always just reading any kind of biography on a serial killer. And then the Chris Watts case happened. Are you familiar with the Chris Watts case?
Is this the one that the documentary just happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Which then there were also people. This is the thing. I talk to a lot of murder people. I have a lot of friends that are in the murder world. And it's always like there's sometimes crossover. I always feel like when I talk about ghosts, but people started sending me because they were saying that it appeared that there were ghosts in a video. Did you see all that?
I did, but
I heard it got debunked though.
Yes. It was like the neighbor's children and people were thinking it was ghosts. when, yeah, if you just watch like the original, I think, posting of the video that showed the clip, it was like his kids. I don't know. But you know how the internet is. They kind of jump to conclusions very quickly without even doing some simple research.
Are you?
I know. I fall for everything. So I've learned over time to like, okay, can't believe everything. Research it as best as you can.
Totally.
But
so when that case came out, that's, you really got into that one?
Yeah. I was just staying up until like 3 or 4 in the morning thinking I could solve the mystery. But then I just had all this built up knowledge on this case and nobody to talk to about it with. So I was like, I'm just going to do my makeup and then talk about the case and upload it onto YouTube. So I did that, and it turned into something so much bigger than I ever imagined. I never thought I would be doing what I'm doing now with my murder mystery makeup series. And
so good.
I know. It's cool that so many of us are interested in true crime, but also makeup, and we can kind of find this common ground no matter our background or age, gender. I mean, whatever. I mean, my demographics are just all over the place. So it's really cool that we found this common ground.
You know, what's so funny is the way that I first heard about you was people that listened to this podcast started sending me videos of you. And at first I was like, well, it's just like murder. I don't talk a ton about murder on the show. But then I started like falling in love with you and being like, oh my God, like there is this community of people that love spooky and glamour. There's like a weird crossover. What is that? Is that just being a lover of drama?
Maybe. I actually never thought of it like that, but maybe. I think we like a surprise, huh? We want to be surprised almost. I don't know. I don't know what.
Like, I don't want to be involved in drama, yeah, but I like to hear about drama and I like to look dramatic.
Yes.
To clarify.
Yes. No, I never really thought of it that way, but you're so right. Cause I'm the same way. Like if I'm going to do my makeup, I'm going to do my makeup. I'm not going to go for like,
oh, and you do,
look, you know,
that's why I love, so I'm not that old, but I'm old enough where I learned how to do makeup from books. And so like the makeup tutorial world, I've looked into over the years, but I've just learned from drag and from just like, I'm basically just not from YouTube. And a lot of the times because I want like big, like I think that the makeup culture has evolved a lot over the past few years and things have gotten bigger, I think, because there was a time when I worked at a department store and I would do these nice little ladies and they'd come in because they wanted to look cute and I would turn them into what you're looking at right here and they would scream and my manager would have to fix them. And I've just always liked that I just keep using the word drama, that dramatic, just like, I just love the way that you do makeup. I think it's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'm the same way though. I love drama too. I've always just loved the like 90s porn star, Pamela Anderson, big hair.
Babes. I always feel like the word is babe. Like she was such a babe or a vixen.
Yes. Barbed wire tattoo on her arm. Like just kind of trashy, but still glam. I just love that. And I live.
Never heard of it.
It's a lifestyle. It's not.
It totally is. Mm-hmm. God, I'm really like, I try not to analyze things too deeply when it comes to this, but I'm like really analyzing, like I'm thinking of just a community of people that, why all these things appeal to us. Like it's just so interesting. The things. Now, do you like movies that are, I mean, my favorite kind of movies are horror, but I also like what people would consider to be like a bad movie, like so bad it's good. Are you into that kind of a thing too?
Yes, I love those. I love a bad movie or a cheesy horror film. Did you actually watch the one on Hulu? It's called Bad Hair.
Obsessed.
Me too.
I watched it the other day. Oh my God, a killer weave.
Yes. And a lot of people were saying how awful it was. And I was like, this is the best movie ever. What are you guys talking about? Like, did we watch the same movie?
It was. I don't think it was bad at all. Now, that's not like, to me, that was like a good horror movie. Now, there's movies that are so bad, they're good, you know? And there's been studies that have said that people with high IQs tend to like quote unquote trash. And so I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take that. I won't even look that up. I'll just believe it to be true.
There's this movie called Microwave Massacre that I just watched the other night. That is trash. I found it on Amazon. It's from the 70s and it is not really a horror movie. It's kind of more of a comedy, but like wants to be a horror movie. And it's about a guy whose wife makes him bad food. Oh, the wife's so bad at cooking that he decides to start eating humans, and hilarity ensues. Anyway, I had a good time watching.
That actually sounds incredible. I've never heard of that one.
Okay, well, we should talk about ghosts because I feel like that's what we usually talk about here. Do you believe in them?
So I do now, but a couple years ago, I really... it's not that I didn't believe in them. It's more like I just, if it's real, cool, I'll leave it alone. I don't need to know anything more. And if it's not real, then that's cool too. Like I just never really thought about it. And I never had any experiences with ghosts. So I don't know. But then a couple years ago, I got a new job and me and my fiance needed to move to Los Angeles and we needed to move there like ASAP. So we were looking around for places to rent. And honestly, it got to a point where we had to take like the first place that would accept us. We really couldn't be picky. So we found this small apartment and immediately when you-
Where was it?
It was in what did they call it? Mid-city? Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the best area to be honest, but- It was a roof over my head, so it worked. But when you first walked into the door, it was like this really dark, heavy feeling just instantly. And I personally have never felt that before. Like it was just weird. And I couldn't put my finger on it other than maybe there's just not enough windows in here is what
Are you the type of person to... Like, would you even consider, like, it could be a ghost?
No.
Doesn't even cross your mind?
No. Because, I mean, again, it's like, why would a ghost choose to be here? You know, if I were a ghost, I'd be somewhere nice.
I wish it worked that way.
Right?
But think about all the, like, scary, like, abandoned buildings that have ghosts. I mean, if you could pick a place to be a ghost, where would you want to be?
I'd be traveling. I mean, can't ghosts travel? I would want to see the world as a ghost.
Oh, well, you know, speaking of LA ghosts, there's like Marilyn Monroe, she gets around as a ghost. Apparently she haunts like 10 different places. So I don't really know how that works.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. As a spirit, can you have your spirit spread around in multiple locations or as a spirit, do you only have one?
You get a piece. Well, from what I know, and I'm not an expert, but it seems that there's different energies manifest in different ways. So it seems that there are some that are, you know, more of a residual haunting, which is sort of like a ghost that doesn't even know what's going on necessarily. It's just, it's like they usually say like a record playing over and over again of an imprint of that spirit's life in one spot. But then there's intelligent ghosts, you know, that know what's going on. They can react to you. They can have a good day, a bad day. And so I don't know if you can be both in two different places. I'm not really sure how that works. That's part of the fun. No one knows.
Yeah, I know, right? Is it fun though? I mean, maybe.
So what did it seem like for you? Like what was going on in the place?
So when we first moved in, it was just this instant feeling of dread. And at first I kept just excusing it as we just moved. It's a new location. We got new jobs. Like there was a lot of change going on in our lives. So it was just kind of like, okay, it must be that. It's just a lot of change and I'm just feeling overwhelmed. But as time went on, just weird things would happen where something would move. I would put my keys down on the counter and then they would move to like the coffee table and I would be the only one home. So it was like, okay, I never put my keys on the coffee table. So how did they end up there? And it was just little things like that where things were moving around, lights would be turning off. And I mean, when lights turn off, I feel like it's probably just the power, like no big deal. But I think most of all was when what was the one thing that started? I guess it was when the keys moved. That one was kind of like a big red flag because I knew for a fact I had put my keys on the counter and they ended up on the coffee table. So then I just started joking around with my fiance, like, we have a ghost. I'm calling her Ghost Grandma. And I don't know why I chose Grandma, but I just thought, Ghost Grandma, okay. So time goes on, and one night I'm laying in bed, and it's like 2 in the morning, and all of a sudden, all of the lights like surge, and all of them turn on in the bedroom and make this loud humming noise. And it lasts for about 30 seconds. Just the brightest lights are coming. Our bulbs are just like at the highest they can go. And then it just shuts off and our power goes out as well. And I woke up my fiance and I was like, look, all the lights are on. Like, what is happening?
And I didn't wake him up.
No, of course not. He was sleeping with the baby. I was like, wake the fuck up. Get up. And that freaked me out because I don't know why that happened. Of course, it could have been a power surge, but it was different. I don't know what it was, but it was different. And then after that, every time I would lay in bed, I just got a really weird feeling about our closet. Like, it was uncomfortable and I was too afraid to look into the closet. It was like this just dark hole and there was just some kind of bad energy around it. And it was creeping me out. And I would just lay in bed until like 3 or 4 in the morning because I couldn't fall asleep. And I also just couldn't get out of bed to use like the restroom at all because I was too afraid to walk in front of the closet. But I don't know why. Nothing ever happened in the closet. But yeah, so all these things, these little weird things and weird feelings are happening. So I thought it would be funny to offer a gift to who I was calling Ghost Grandma. So I got one of my lipsticks and I was home alone. My fiance was at work and I was like, okay, Ghost Grandma, I'm leaving you this lipstick. I mean no harm. I'm putting this here on the table for you.
I hope. Was it like a grandma style lipstick?
It was a red, I believe. And I think I went too bold because
okay.
It seemed like whoever it was, I had pissed them off. Because that same day I was walking up into my room and I had this bookshelf to like the left of me and this picture frame falls out of the bookshelf onto the floor and shatters. And
oh my God.
There's no reason for that to happen. There was no windows around this area. There's no wind. There's no mice. It just fell over and I don't know why. So instantly I was like, oh no, I think I pissed this thing off. Like,
she's like, that's not my tone.
You know, she's like, I wanted a nude. So that made me uncomfortable. And I felt like the energy was just getting heavier. It seemed like as soon as I would come home, it was just this instant depression. Like as soon as I opened the door, it was just dark. And I was miserable. And at that time, I believe I was working from home a lot of the time and my fiance was out. So I was just the one kind of feeling stuck there. And then it got to a point where I thought, okay, it might be kind of fun to call in a paranormal investigator and kind of see if, you know, if there is something here or if I'm just being crazy because my fiance thought I was just being crazy as usual. So I call in these paranormal investigators, and two of these ladies come out and they're super nice and they walk around.
Where'd you find them?
I believe just Googling around. And they had some good Yelp reviews. I wish I could remember off the top of my head what their company was, but.
Because I didn't even realize, I mean, I talked to a lot of paranormal investigators, but I never think of them as like Ghostbusters, yeah. Essentially. I guess, yeah, you could just probably look them up, call them, mm-hmm. get some reviews, and they'll take care of it.
Exactly. It was like a almost kind of like a group of them, and they sent two of the ladies to my house, and they walk around the house. Well, they ask me to step outside just so they can kind of walk around and feel the energy and all of that. So after like 30 minutes, I come back in and they tell me that there is an older lady downstairs in our kitchen. And this woman had lived there at some time and she loved to cook and clean. She was pretty much
wear nude lipsticks.
Right. And that she had some kind of heart attack or something go wrong with her heart and she had died in the kitchen. And I was like, oh man, like that's, they thought that's where I was getting this kind of older energy from.
Wait, but how did they figure all that out?
They were talking to whoever it was, but they said that they told me that it comes as a vision. Like they can kind of see the person in the kitchen grabbing their chest and then falling onto the ground.
Okay. So they were like, it was like a medium or something.
Yeah.
It was like a psychic of some sort. Okay.
Yeah. So they saw that. And then I asked them, or I told them about the picture frame and the lipstick. And they told me that, yes, whoever that person was pissed off that I did that. And the reason for that was because there was a man who was in his 20s who committed suicide in the upstairs bedroom. Yes. And he was in his 20s and he lived with his mom and his dad in our apartment. And he was gay, but his parents didn't approve. But on his free time, he would dress up. And me giving him or offering...
In drag?
I guess so. They just told me dress up. So I'm assuming in drag maybe, or I don't know.
Oh my God.
So they told me that I pissed him off because it was just like a touchy subject, that I offered a lipstick, something that he wasn't allowed to wear because his parents didn't approve of it. Yes. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they told me that they could see him having fights with his father because he was gay and his father didn't approve. And then he hanged himself in the bedroom.
And I know.
And I was just feeling so guilty. I was like, can you tell him I said sorry for the lipstick? Or like, can you tell him he can play with my makeup? I don't know. So they told me that. And then they told me that there was another spirit. There was three spirits. So there's another one that was very dark and it was in the closet. And mind you, before they came over, I told them nothing. I just said, I'm getting some weird feelings, like it's strange. And then they did their thing and we sat down and we kind of discussed it all. And they
knew about the closet.
Yes. And they knew about the other guy who hanged himself. They knew that I pissed him off. And I was like, oh gosh. But the closet, they said it was something very dark that was moving from the closet to our bathroom and was watching us at night. And that's why I was getting this weird feeling throughout the night because he was feeding on my energy. So after that, I moved out. And
oh my God. Wait, but do you think that that one was more like a demon or was that a human?
I don't know.
Or was it some kind of dark energy?
I asked about it and they said that they would need to spend more time there to kind of come to a final conclusion. But whatever it was attached to that closet and it was also feeding off our neighbors. She said it was really bad next door. And we had such issues with our neighbor. He was such an asshole and just such a weirdo. But she
did you ever ask him?
No, because we tried to not talk to him. He would break into our apartment and it was just an all around bad experience.
I love how they're like, you didn't order the demon package. So if you want to upgrade, we'll be back.
Right. Oh my gosh. But she said that the dark entity, whatever it was feeding off of me and the neighbor. And I was just like, oh, it just made me feel so yucky because I was so terrified of the closet, but I had no reason to be. But now I was like, okay, we're moving. I have to get out. Like I don't want to be here anymore. This is too much.
So did that make you a believer?
Yes, 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 yes. So before that, obviously I just was like, okay, if it's real, cool. If not, cool. But after that, yes, it's just different. It's this feeling and this heaviness that you cannot put into words. It's just something you have to experience yourself to fully understand it. And even now I try to talk myself out of it, that it wasn't a ghost or a spirit, because I just don't want to believe it for some reason. But I know deep down, like, that was fucked up. There was some shit going on.
What if it was like a happier, fun ghost? Would you be down?
Oh, absolutely. I loved Casper growing up. I so wanted a friend like that. But yeah, whatever it was made me feel just so depressed. It was heavy. It was so heavy in that apartment. Ugh.
So I wonder if there's still whoever lives there now is dealing with that.
I know. I was actually tempted to reach out to them because I looked up who lived there now. I'm just a stalker. So I looked up who lives there now and I like found them on Facebook and I was going to send them a message, but then I thought, nah, like, that's weird. So I just kind of left it alone, but I am curious to know if they are going through or feeling that same thing as well.
Oh yeah. Cause that's the scene in the horror movie, which is like you hear from the former neighbor or somebody that's been around that's like, oh, did you meet the lady in the closet or whatever? And then, so you could be that character in their horror movie.
That's true. So I should just show up like, hey.
You should show up. You should show up like all mysterious.
Yeah.
And be like, did you try a lipstick? Yeah. It doesn't work.
Maybe try some eyelashes instead.
That's so sad about the guy. And
well, probably I looked it up. I looked up the house history in that area, and a lot of people had died in that apartment. A lot. So
was it like a building, like a lot of units and stuff?
Yeah. So there were about, well, it was like a house that they turned into a townhouse type or a duplex, one of those situations. But before, it was just one house, and a lot of people either got shot there, committed suicide, or just died of natural causes. So
my friend lived in an apartment building in Los Feliz that someone died in below them, and the ghost, like, on its way up into the sky, made a stop in their apartment for a while. And they're like, what is this ghost in here? And then they find out that the person below them had just died.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm just constantly trying to figure out, like, how this stuff works. I have no clue.
Yeah, me neither. Because I thought...
But it's fun to talk about.
I thought when you're a ghost, you don't have to, but you stay, like, where you died. You know, like...
That's what I always thought. But people tell me stories on the show about ghosts finding you. Like, if a ghost wants you, they're gonna follow you, and they're gonna not to put fear in people, but that's what it seems like. Like, you hear about people that buy certain objects that all of a sudden are haunted, or you hear about like someone went someplace and they came home and something followed them home. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. When we lived at that apartment, we were going to estate sales like crazy. And constantly buying just antique pieces.
And yes, that is exactly, that's what this home is.
Yes. So at first I was thinking we probably brought it in from this, like, we bought this huge mirror and I thought for sure it was like attached to that mirror. But it wasn't, it was just in the apartment in general. But it did make me nervous. Like, I never really thought about ghosts being attached to antiques. I don't know why I never thought of that.
Well, it's like that whole haunted doll world, which I'm obsessed with. I talk about constantly on this podcast. There's a whole underworld of eBay haunted dolls that you could go look at. And apparently they're there. Apparently they're around.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that would, if I were a ghost, it would be pretty shitty to just be attached to an item. But I guess they like mirrors because they can use it as a portal.
See, I've heard that, but then I've also heard that ghosts don't like mirrors. Like, that's a way to ward them off, some people believe.
Well, the ladies who came over to the home, the apartment, they said that mirrors can be used as a portal, but to stop it, if you take a red cloth and you put it over the mirror and then write down their name. No, write down your name on a piece of paper and put it in the freezer. It's supposed to get rid of.
What?
Yes, that's what they told me. And I was like, okay. I forget why putting it in the freezer does something, but.
Interesting.
Yes.
So some stuff that you talk about on your channel that's paranormal, I'm curious how much you believe. Like, do you believe in the Mothman? Do you believe in exorcisms?
I believe in exorcisms. The Mothman, I don't know. But I feel like, why not? Because it's stupid to think that we are the only thing that exists in this whole universe, world. Mm-hmm. Like, it's silly. So I like to stay open-minded. I want to believe, but I personally haven't seen anything to like confirm it.
Well, that's why I always say like outer space and the ocean, like they're constantly finding things in there that we never thought were even real. So like it could happen on Earth too.
The ocean terrifies me. I mean, it's a whole different planet. It's so scary.
You go in it. I don't even go in it. I'm too scared.
I put my feet in, like go with the waves, but I watch a lot of documentaries where it's like they go, I don't know, way down deep. And it's just like, what is down there? I kind of don't want to know.
Have you ever seen the movie? I think it's called 47 Meters Down.
I think so.
Okay. It's Mandy Moore. And she goes with her, I think, sister. They're like in Cancun, or I can't remember where they're at. There's some place on vacation. They go in one of those cages to go down looking at sharks, and the cord snaps. And then they end up the whole movie at the bottom of the ocean trying to figure out how to get out of here before the sharks eat them and before their oxygen runs out.
Yeah, I think I started that movie and I saw Mandy Moore and I was like, I'm going to pass.
Why? You know, Mandy Moore, she's missing you like candy.
I know. And I don't know why. Like, I like Mandy Moore. I love her very first album. It was my favorite. But I don't know. As her as an adult, I'm like, I don't want to ruin.
She was also like 14.
I know.
At the time.
I
don't want to ruin. It's a way different story.
I don't want to ruin the Mandy Moore I know in my mind, which is.
Well, if there's one person that knows, people that knew me when I was 14 would not expect to see this. Okay. I'll just tell you that.
You know what? That's so true. I mean, no one stays the same from who they are now to who they were when they were 14. It's kind of a stupid thing.
You got to evolve.
Oh my God. You're right.
Okay, you want to hear some ghost voices?
Yeah.
Okay, we do this fun thing on this podcast. It's called
EVPs or EV Please.
Do you know what an EVP is?
Yeah, it's like, no, actually, tell me.
It's electronic voice phenomenon. Okay. So it's basically when ghost hunters catch a ghost saying something. And then people put them on YouTube. Now, this is from MT Paranormal, not empty, MT, the two letters. And this is at an old hotel in Bozeman, Montana. What does this sound like to you?
Play it again.
It's like a, ah, na, na, na.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I hear it.
Do you hear any words?
It kind of sounds like, guys, come on.
Guys, come on. That's a good one. Okay. Well, here's some options. Is it A, finally? Honestly, it sounds to me like a Karen lady, like finally, like she's been in line.
Oh, is it
B, bye, Evelyn, which is kind of like bye, Felicia, but like bye, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Remember that? Bye, Felicia. That was such a thing.
Right.
Is it C, quiet, Emily? Or D, blah, 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 blah. It's not really anything.
Actually, it does sound like quiet Emily.
Yeah, let me play it again because that's what they think it says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quiet Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who Emily is, but she's being loud.
And they're wait, that was a ghost?
That's what they say.
Wow, it's such a vocal ghost. Usually it's just like a little word. Like,
well, and they sound so differently sometimes. Like, okay, I have one more for you. And this one is more of like a whisper. Wait, why is it not loading? One moment. This one, okay, this was posted by
Arkansas ghost hunters. And they did not say where this was recorded, but somewhere in Arkansas is my educated guess. What is it saying? This one creeped me out. Okay, now you can definitely hear somebody either tap dancing or just like walking in a heel in the background, but then you can hear a whisper over top of it, and I'll play it again.
Ew, that one is creepy.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Oh, no, I can't make out anything. It's just creepy.
Okay. Is it A, I'll be back again? Is it B, my cousin's a man? Is it C, because I can? Or D, peanut chicken? Maybe a chicken, a peanut flavored chicken dish. Okay.
Gosh, that one's weird. I would think it was C. What was C?
Because I can. That's what they say. Yeah. Okay, but here I put this, I didn't include this part just because I wanted to show like how good I think it sounds. What they said, what the lady in the video says is, why do you stay here? And then it replies, here, I'll lip sync it since we're doing visuals and I'm a drag queen.
Ew, you're right.
So scary.
That one's scary.
Can you tell people like what's going on, where we can find you? I'm sure so many people listening to this already love you, but yeah. Can you do all the things?
Yeah. So you can find me on YouTube if you look up Bailey Sarian or Murder, Mystery, and Makeup. Usually I come up, but every Monday I do Murder, Mystery, and Makeup, where I sit down and talk about true crime while I do my makeup. And you can find me on Instagram. I feel like I'm really active on Instagram stories and whatnot. Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, TikTok, you know, all of them, Bailey Sarian.
And, totally.
Yeah.
Well, and also for people listening that are paranormal believers or fans, like pretty much everyone that listens to this show, you also have talked about paranormal stuff as you're doing your makeup too. So
yeah.
Like I was thinking the Mothman I could recommend. And you also did the Haunting in Connecticut one.
Yes.
The, what is their last name? Snedeker, I think is the family.
Sedeker, something like, it's along those lines, yes. And
that story is good.
It is. And it's so hard to talk about ghost stories because I feel like when you're watching a documentary or the footage, it's more creepy. I don't know, because it kind of creates this whole visual of like what it looked like and what they're seeing and stuff. And when I'm talking and doing my makeup, I feel like it's hard to express like how creepy it was, you know, because it's like you need to almost see it. So that's why like I do some ghost stories, but I struggle with verbalizing how spooky it is.
You know? No, I think you do a great job because I mean, I also typically this podcast is only audio and it's just like with books, like, you know, when there's a book you love and then they turn into a movie and you're like, wait, this is not what I was thinking. It's like that kind of thing where the mind's imagination of what this is like just from hearing it is sometimes way spookier.
That's very true.
You know, like in a horror movie when they don't show the killer, ooh. Because in your mind, that could be anything, not some like shitty CGI thing or whatever they end up showing you.
That's true. I never really thought about it that way. But yeah, when they don't show the killer, it's almost more scary because you don't know what it is. And then when they show the killer or the alien or whatever it is, you're like, oh, that? Kind of like in
Signs. That.
I just watched Signs the other day.
That's the one that I was thinking about 100% as I was saying this whole thing. The first time I saw Signs in theaters, I was like, this is so scary. They're not really showing us. And then there's like the scene where I want to say they're at like a birthday party or something and they show like a clip and there's like, you see it and you're like, I think I could take that. Yeah. I don't know.
I was so mad. I watched it the other day and they show the alien like running from out of the bush. And I was like, oh, you guys just ruined it with that one little clip.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's still a good movie though.
But that Haunting in Connecticut one, I one night started YouTubing and I found like some old daytime talk shows. I can't remember exactly which one, but like that had the family on and they're like telling the story. And there's like some pretty cool clips out there of them talking about it.
So I just filmed for this coming Monday's upload another ghost story.
And which one?
The Weirich family. Are you familiar with them?
What's that?
So it's...
This will come out after you've already released that.
Okay, cool. So it's about this family who moves down to Georgia. And they move into like their first home. And their youngest daughter, she's only 3 years old. She makes a friend. It's an imaginary friend. And her mom asks like, oh, who's your friend? You know, tell me about her. And she's like, Mom, his name is Mr. Gordy, and he's an old man who wears all black and a top hat. And the mom is obviously a little concerned because usually an imaginary friend is someone of the same age as you, you know? Yeah. But she would talk about Mr. Gordy every single day, like this ghost or whatever it was always around. So finally she calls up the previous homeowners and she... comes over, shows the little girl, the three-year-old, a bunch of photos, and she's able to point out Mr. Gordy, who was, I don't know if he lived there. I can't quite remember, but he lived there at some point and he had died. And yeah, so that's who her friend was. Then the little girl saw another guy or another spirit who was covered in blood and missing a hand.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Now, how do you end up as a ghost like that? Like, how come Mr. Gordy got to wear menswear?
I know.
And then that guy ended up with a missing hand?
Well, I guess Mr. Gordy was like a businessman. He made a lot of money. He took care of himself. And the other guy, I guess he worked in like a cotton factory, something. It was like pretty dangerous job and he lost his hand at work. And then he died of cancer not long after, but he also lived at that house. So she was able to see him and point him out when they showed her photos. And then as time went on, I guess the entities got darker and more aggressive. So it would like mess with this little girl and pull her hair, pinch her, scratch her. And then it started going after their father. He would wake up with scratches on his face and on his body. And this would happen like almost every single night. And then the mom would say that she could hear whispering late at night. Sorry, there's a fly. She would hear whispering late at night.
Some people think that flies are paranormal.
Really?
Oh my God, have you ever seen the Amityville Horror? There's like the flies all over the house.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
I conjured it. Sorry.
And, like there's always flies around. But
sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I forget what I was. Oh, okay. So the spirits were getting more aggressive over time. And then they bring in a paranormal investigator, something along those lines. They're walking around the house and then they determine that their fireplace was a portal and a lot of different spirits were coming in and out. And Heidi, the youngest one, she had some kind of gift to where she could see dead people. And as she got older, she said that no matter where they went, whether it was to the store or to the friend's house, wherever, she would constantly see people that were dead walking around. And she had a hard time determining if they were real or if they were ghosts.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I know, right? I never thought of it like that. Like how confusing that must be, or scary in a way, because you could see all of these spirits. Some of them, she said, were like covered in blood, missing limbs, like very graphic. And then other ghosts or spirits were just more kind and there to kind of help her or guide her. So this poor girl, she was just kind of going through a lot of trauma because then the media caught hold of their story and the family was now being questioned. Like they're just doing it for attention and all this stuff. And this poor little girl just wants to be normal. But at the same time, now she has all these different opinions coming at her. Everyone's telling her it's fake, that she's lying, and she's kind of just feeling overwhelmed with it all. But as she's still alive to this day, and she still says that she sees stuff. Eventually the family moved out of the home, and all the spirits and whatnot still would visit her. But the portal was in the house. So the new movers, I guess, got the portal with the home.
Wow.
Portal?
In a fireplace.
Yes. The idea of portals terrify me. Like, I don't know, just the thought of spirits coming in and out, because you never know what you're going to get. The psychic who went to that family's home was saying, like, anybody can come through the portal, whether it's good or bad. Usually more often it's bad spirits, because they're kind of like stuck in this limbo, or they're, I don't know, just angry. So they don't really cross over.
You know, it's kind of like that. What was that show I watched in early quarantine where it's like, Love is Blind. Did you watch that show?
I didn't.
It's like people, they're dating through a wall and they can't see each other. And then it's like a different person constantly. It's like, you don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
So basically I think that that's what portals, I think it's like, it's the same as a portal to hell.
Yeah, exactly. It's terrifying. I don't know. That part scares me. Demons and dark entities terrify me, because I felt like at that apartment we were living in, that closet terrified me. And that feeling alone, to have that all the time, that would be a nightmare. That would be it.
Well, because it feeds off of you. It's that's what its whole purpose is to make you depressed, make you just worse in any way possible.
I guess they try to get you as weak and vulnerable as they can. That way they can take over your body. So,
yes.
I mean,
that's why you got to stay on your shit. You know, like you have to be, I had an exorcist on this show and we were talking about raising your frequency. You got to make sure you're doing good things. You know, you got to be a good person. It's like, especially nowadays for a lot of people, it's like, it's tough. Like you're feeling low and that's what they look for.
I know, it's scary. What do they do though? Like, what's their goal when they take over your body? What do they want? I don't understand.
I know. Well, it's that typical bully thing where you're like, you're just jealous. Like you just want to be me. And like, literally they do. They want to like get up in your business and be you.
Right. And then they always,
I think sometimes, I don't know.
They always have these dark, like raspy voices, these demons. And I'm like, come on, if you're going to be a person, act like a person. Okay. Like try to blend in.
Yeah, you're drawing attention.
Yes.
It's like nobody speaks Latin anymore. Why are you speaking Latin backwards? Like you're blowing your cover.
Right. So I don't get that part. Like, what is their end goal exactly? So that part is always like, I'm curious about, but I guess I'll never know.
To be a billionaire.
You know, it's like a demon wants to take over. And then what? What are you going to do?
I think I know a few. Well, thank you so much. You are just an angel. I'm so excited that you came on. And that's it.
Thank you so much for having me. And I love the blue. What palette is that?
Oh, this is just some drag queenery. I don't even know. I want to say it's like straight up stage makeup. I have like some makeup that, because I just moved and I've been like finding like old things, which I know some people are like, don't do old makeup or whatever, it's bad, but like it still works. And so I found like all these like old drag queenie like Ben Nye stage makeup and stuff. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, it looks good. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Bailey. If you do not know her work, go check out her videos, her Instagram. She is always serving gorgeous makeup looks. And she's just so charming. And she does her research. And she's someone that it's a fun way to learn about some pretty morbid stuff a lot of the time. So just a reminder, there will not be an episode on this podcast feed next Thursday, because it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you celebrate it with loved ones if possible. And if not, I want you to know that I am very thankful that you listen to me and support me. And also a future heads up that there will not be episodes on the 24th of December, because that's Christmas Eve. And there will also not be one on the 31st of December, because that's New Year's Eve. But there will be fun little bonus clip type episodes that will be a little bit longer than the regular bonus clips. And they'll have EVPs, and they'll have some ghost stories of some sort. And that will be on my second tier Patreon called On With The Show. And that is at patreon.com/RozDressFilez. If you haven't done so yet, please give this show 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I would love that. If you have a review, you know, just a nice one, only nice reviews, you could leave that on Apple Podcasts. You could leave a ghost story there, or you could put it in the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dress Velez, or you could email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. And if you have a listener story, send it to me there, put in the subject line, listener episode. I am on Cameo at Roz Dress Velez, Venmo at Queen Roz. You cannot see me perform anywhere in person, because I haven't performed anywhere in person in almost 9 months. But I'm performing here in your earlobes and in your hearts. Oh, and I'm on Instagram at RozDressFilez. I love you. I am thankful for you, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Fans Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.